This is Financial Standard, the definitive source of news, thought leadership and analysis for Australian wealth management professionals. Financial Standard, take the lead.
Welcome to the Financial Standard podcast. I'm your host, Karen Vergara, a senior journalist at Financial Standard. Australia sits at the cusp of the active ETF boom. JP Morgan estimates that Australia and New Zealand collectively have $151 billion in total ETFs, but just $34 billion is in active ETFs. That is about to change, according to experts. So for example, over the last few years, more than half of the number of new products admitted on the ASX were active ETFs. So joining us today to talk about how active ETFs have the potential to fundamentally shift the investing landscape is Travis Spence, JP Morgan Asset Management's Global Head of ETFs here in London. Travis, thank you so much for your time.
Great, Karen. Great to be here. Great to be here again with you and see you again here in London.
So Travis, let's talk about the rise of active ETFs globally first in recent years and specifically comments about the growth within APAC and Australia.
Yeah, so I think for one, ETFs continue to grow and be in growing preference for investors. So over the last, you know, three decades now that ETFs have been available, we've continued to see just a growth in the use of ETFs across the board. So I'll give you a global figure. ETFs now make up about $15 trillion of assets. That's about 30% of total pooled fund assets. And it's up from about 17% 5 years ago. So again, you're seeing just a growth in the preference for ETFs. Active ETFs did not exist 10 years ago. And so really have started to take shape in the ETF industry and have now emerged as one of the key drivers of the growth of the ETF industry. So in the last 5 years, active ETFs have been growing at more than double the rate of the overall ETF industry. And so that industry has now crossed over about $1.3 trillion globally. And that's a big number. Like the total U.S. high yield industry is about $1.8 trillion. So to already have $1.3 trillion in active ETFs is pretty remarkable. As we look forward, and there's a couple of things that's really been driving that growth, and we think that this is really going to continue to be one of the main drivers of growth in the industry. So we see the overall industry growing from about $15 trillion to $30 trillion in the next 5 years. We think that active ETFs go from about $1.3 trillion to $6 trillion in the next 5 years. So that's over a 5x growth in that time. And here are some of the thoughts around why we see that continuing to grow. So you mentioned it in Australia that in the last last couple of years, 50% of all of the new ETFs coming in have been active. Well, we're seeing that same trend globally. In fact, since 2020, there's been more active ETFs launched than passive ETFs every single year. And so now there's about 36% of all ETFs in the world are active ETFs. And again, that's probably doubled over the last 3 years. So a lot more new issuance. That just means that issuers are believing that this is really, you know, the next phase of growth in the overall ETF industry. And we would agree with that. You know, I think we've seen what started out as a very passive market, you know, has then transitioned into investors wanting, you know, factors and custom indices, and they just wanted to cut the market up in different ways to invest and represent their views. But we think it's now coming full circle around to fully transparent active. So that issuance is a trend around this, but the flows are kind of following as well.
Would you say there's one factor behind the dramatic rise, for example, low fees? And then you mentioned innovation just now. What do you think is the one factor that's driving this demand?
I would put it a little bit different. I think active management has always been, you know, desired. Good active management has always been desired. And I think, you know, we've gone down this path, as I said, in terms of the evolution of the ETF industry, where people became very comfortable in using ETFs. And that started with passive. And a lot of that was around getting access to market beta at a, you know, lower cost. That then, you know, diversified into these factors and things like that. And now it's come around into just getting active management within the ETF wrapper. So I think that now you've got more availability of options in the active space. And I think there's education around the fact that there's more active options available. The performance, you know, kind of, you know, stacks up, and you're getting access to that at a different price point. Different price point because a lot of the costs within the ETF industry are externalized. So at a management fee, you know, that looks more efficient. And then of course you have, you know, daily access, and you're able to find the pricing that exists in the market. So that combination, all the benefits of the ETF, transparency, access, price discovery, liquidity, in some cases tax advantages, but really it's about portfolio efficiency. That combined with getting active management, better risk management, better outcomes for investors, all at a reasonable price point, I think that has really driven the demand for active ETFs.
What about investor profiles? Is the demand coming from more retail or institutional, the mid-market?
So we see it as broad-based. There's some differences by market, but we really see the investor interest as broad-based. So everyone from retail investors being able to put it into their portfolios and get easy access into different parts of the market, in of course, active ETFs as well, into fund-to-fund portfolios and discretionary portfolios, and even into pensions, insurance, sovereign entities. So really, everybody is starting to access not only the ETF market, but the active ETF market.
So there's this myth that ETFs are synonymous with passive investing. We want to bust that. How are active ETFs actually dispelling this assumption, in your view?
So I think active ETFs are providing just a different alternative, right? And in the end, it comes down to delivering an outcome for clients, which we feel in an active ETF, we can just do a better job of. We can give better risk management. We can give, you know, better opportunity for outperformance relative to the index. And in some cases, we can give a different type of outcome. So I'll give you a couple of examples. We have a Research Enhanced Index suite of active equity ETFs. What that's delivering is a 30-plus year history of running a strategy, which we have been doing, which is based on bottom-up stock picking. And about 5-6 years ago, we started to put that strategy into an ETF wrapper. So that's really providing for many of our clients a first step out of passive investing. So core equity in sectors that we're running with a fundamental bottom-up stock picking track record that has over time delivered really strong performance, really strong information ratio, so risk-adjusted return to investors. And so that's become a really attractive alternative to just investing passively. The second example that I would give is in our equity premium income suite. So this is a strategy that we run, and we've been running since 2020 in an ETF format, but again, leverages on a lot of experience that we have across JP Morgan Asset Management as an equity manager. It's a long portfolio, so it's designed to really keep you invested in the market because we manage that to a lower volatility. And then we provide a derivative overlay to that where we're selling covered calls out of the money, 2 to 3% on average out of the money. That delivers income on top of being invested in the equity market. And so the experience of that in the strategy has been, you know, basically delivering 2/3 of the volatility, 75% of the upside of the market, with an income stream that's been about 7 times what you'd normally get on the underlying equity portfolio. So that as an outcome for investors, we say income is the outcome for that strategy. And so that's been a really interesting way for investors to access a strategy that keeps them invested through volatility, has downside protection just in the way that we run it, but also has enhanced income. That's been one of our most successful ETF suites across the world.
JP Morgan's latest ETF guide, which was published most recently, shows massive inflows in the US domiciled active ETFs, as mentioned. Australia's flows, on the other hand, are a bit more smaller. However, locally in Australia, more active managers there are hiring ETF specialists in distribution and product. So what impact will active ETFs have in the Australian market, in your eyes, in the near future? And will it be at the cost of mutual funds or managed funds, as we call them?
Yeah, so look, we talked about just a growing preference in ETFs, and we talked about you know, where some of the growth is coming. If you look at the results just year to date, and again, this is a global figure, and then we'll talk about Australia. But from a global standpoint, active ETFs is still pretty young. So most of the growth that we've seen has been in the last 5 years. The industry didn't really exist 10 years ago. But now that 8% of assets is driving upwards of 30% of net flows globally. So you're really starting to see investors lean into active ETF or active management within the ETF wrapper. I think that is happening across the globe. So in the US market, yes, that's been the biggest market. We've seen the highest penetration of active ETFs there. But we're seeing it in throughout the European market here in London and in the UCITS market, where you know about 3% of assets are garnering 6-7% of net flows. And in Australia, I think just again, you're starting to see more active ETFs come into the market. That's great. Typically, investors want to see some track record. They want to see 3 years of track record in the ETF. They want to see some scale being grown. So as that happens, in most of the active ETF market, given all of the new issuance that we've seen, most of the active ETF market is still under 3 years old on average. As that gains scale, as that gains track record, those ETFs are going to become a bigger and bigger part. So that's why we see, if you think about the numbers that I said before, I think the active ETF market goes from about 8% globally today to about 20% of assets by 2030. And a lot of this is driven by just the overall market, more options become available, investors starting to see the performance and the track record embedded within those active ETFs. And that's exciting for all investors because now they have access to just a wider range of options. They have access now to a wider range of investment options. And more of those are becoming actively managed.
Awesome, Travis. This has been a great conversation. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we wrap up in terms of any outlooks on the ETF market, anything at all?
I think Asia overall. And so if Asia's growing at even a faster rate. And I think this is pretty exciting for us, not just in Australia, but as we think about the rest of the Asian market. But, you know, look, I think Australia is really following a lot of the trends that we've seen in some of the other markets. And so we see investors already starting to get interested in some of the ETFs. And I mentioned the Research Enhanced Index ETFs that we've now launched in Australia, the equity premium income ETFs that we've made available in Australia. We're starting to see interest in those already. So I think the outlook is incredibly rosy for Australia and the market down there. And I think it's going to be exciting to continue to work with investors to educate them. You mentioned Guide to ETFs. It's a big part of our effort across the board just to make sure that investors really understand the nuances and the benefits and what they can get from ETFs in general, but also active ETFs. And so continue to look out for more information and content as we continue to roll out the Guide to ETFs in Australia.
Absolutely. Travis, Spence, thank you so much for your time. We learned a lot about active ETFs today.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this Financial Standard podcast. For more information, visit financialstandard.com.au. Please keep in mind that the information discussed in this podcast is general in nature and does not consider personal circumstances. Reliance should not be placed on any content without further independent financial research and advice.